Good morning. It's 8:13. Oh, 8:13 on today is Sunday, the 5th of February. I got 20 on my brain because I need to be home in time to get the kid up to go to work. She got a mid today, so I got plenty of time. I just need to make sure that I had 20 minutes before the top of the hour. And I do. I have actually not quite twice that amount of time. I'm still going to push to try to get home. I've had a cup of coffee. I had a terrible night's sleep. So I'm still a little groggy. After yesterday's delightful sleep in, it was something of a shock to my system to wake up at 6:05 or whatever it was and drag my sorry butt out of bed. You know, I did a lot of writing yesterday. Some of it was actually on the book. A lot of it was not. I've already done some writing this morning. I got tomorrow's review posted. I need to get Wednesdays up. I need to get Fridays up. I've been doing about one a day. They're taking on a familiar sort of theme. And that's that the books that I like all have characters that I like. They all have characters that are well fleshed out, that engage each other in more or less realistic, I think, realistic ways. I'm not always the best judge, but hey, it's my opinion. I also spent some time yesterday working with the SIFWA, Science Fiction Fantasy Writers of America. Their bylaws. I don't know if I mentioned it yesterday, but I tossed my hat in the ring to be a member of the board of directors. And one of the questions was, of the candidates, have you read the bylaws? And I'm pretty sure I have. But they sent the link, and I read them for what might be the second or possibly third time, and discovered a whole bunch of things, not the least of which is that they're currently posted bylaws explicitly bar people like me from being members, and that I don't have enough seniority with the organization to run for the board of directors. And of course, these aren't the current bylaws, but they're the ones that are posted. So there's this problem. And not only, I learned this morning, not only are they not the current bylaws, the board minutes that update the bylaws to include people like me are still not complete because they don't include the latest round of voting, which was to include gamers. And so they're holding off on publishing the bylaws according to the votes taken in 2015 so that they can add in the changes for the votes taken in 2016. And at the rate they're going, they'll have new votes on new updates for 2017 before they get the changes into the bylaws. Now, the advice that I've been given is let the elections committee determine my eligibility. The fact that I'm short, or I will be short about 4 months, 5 months. I don't know when my renewal date is, but it's sometime late, like November. Well, no, because I applied in October. So I'm supposed to have been a member for 2 years when I take my seat on the board, which happens on July 1st. So July, August, September, October. Yeah, I'm 4 months shy, 3 months shy in terms of my longevity with the organization. Questions do I wish they would ask was one of the questions that was asked, and it's like the only two questions that seem to make a lot of sense is, are you crazy and do you have any idea what this is going to cost you? And the answer is probably and probably not. I have a rough idea. I have some idea. I was pretty active in the Association for Communications, Education, and Technology. And while I wasn't on the board, which is probably one of the reasons that they wouldn't accept me as a candidate for president, but besides that, I am aware of how much time it took. I did attend board meetings. Even though I wasn't a member of the board, they are open, or were open. So I'm familiar with how boards work. I'm familiar with how often they meet. I'm familiar with what the once-a-month meeting schedule means in terms of time commitment. I'm hearing geese, but I'm seeing ducks. So, I don't know, we'll see. I talked it over. I did some back-channel chatting with a few people yesterday. It's like, this is... This is kind of... I am not sure why I'm doing it. I'm honestly... I mean, it is the organization. If you're gonna join an organization of science fiction writers, science fiction fantasy writers, this would be the one. But the other side of that is these people are so... they appear so out of touch. Now, it could be that my position of privilege is giving me a view that other people aren't privy to. It could be that it's my view that's warped, not theirs. There's just so much stuff that is sort of like, really? You're going to do this? One of the big ones was Thunderclap, where they were going to push out book promotions, and members were supposed to submit their Twitter handles so that they could be thunderclapped. On the right day, everybody's Twitter would explode with a promo of Bob Smith's new release, which is Monk Post, which is pretty much the opposite, not quite, but pretty much the opposite of social media engagement. At least they're not promoting their own books. But that's sort of missing the point of social media. Which is one of the topics I want to talk about, I think, at Colorado Gold in the fall, is social media. What it is, how it works. To a certain extent, why it works. And some of the things that people do that kneecap themselves. Because they've been told that it's the right thing to do. And, you know, it's like, I appreciate that there are people who still think that a lot of this stuff is the right thing to do. The auto direct message, thanks for the follow. Here's a link to my stuff. It's the fastest way I know to get unfollowed. Because the reality is, anybody who doesn't check out somebody that they're following before they follow them pretty much deserves whatever spam they get. Because that's just sort of like kissing anybody who wants to kiss you at the mall. It's just not a good idea. Now I do treat the peer-reviewed blog as something different. There's a certain do as I say, not as I do when it comes to the peer-reviewed blog. But in large part that comes because I'm not getting reviews from authors, so I'm having to fill them in myself, which makes it look like I'm promoting my own work instead of somebody else's. I don't know what the story is I want to tell there. I'm definitely going to I'm going to update the Amazon field guide to Amazon. Definitely going to bring that back together. We're going to see what happens in the science fiction masterclass in a couple of weeks. See how it goes. Anyway, it's kind of a nice morning. It's a little bit, it was mostly cloudy when I came out, but a lot of it's burned off. There's some interesting clouds off to the east. Sort of a little parade of alto cumulus underneath a layer of what looks like cirrostratus. Stratus undulatus, actually. So there's some interesting cloud action. I kind of wish I'd been out here at sunrise now just to see what the sunrise looked like in that cloudscape. Of course, if I'd come out an hour earlier, it would have been nearly overcast, so perhaps it would have been as boring as I thought it was going to be. The fact that I hadn't really woken up by the time I needed to be out here for sunrise. I'll need to do better. As the days get longer and heat up, I need to be out here before the sun gets up, or no later than sunrise, so that I can get away from the brightness, away from the heat, as we count down to summer, which is like apparently only a couple days away, right after the next snowstorm probably. Good morning. Good morning. A lady hiking along in her camouflage jacket, earbuds in. I have worked up a sweat this morning. It's 30 degrees. It seems to be a breeze. Birds in the trees seem to whisper the weeds. Whatever. So I finished my 30 days of depression fighting motivation meditation last night. And I'm going to start 30 days of sleep. Because one thing I need is better sleep. If I can get better sleep, I have better days, I have better mood. It's one of those factors like food, sleep, and exercise. Sleep is the one in the middle. And days like yesterday, where I slept in, but then stayed up too late. It was almost 11 o'clock by the time I got to bed. I got up too early. 6 o'clock was only 7 hours. And while it was 7 hours of reasonably decent sleep, another hour would have been better. Another hour could have been had if I had just sucked it up and got to bed, which I did not do. So I expect part of this is going to be establishing a rhythm for the day. One of the things I want to add to my bullet journal is sleep hygiene, and I want to add what's important. What is the one thing I want to accomplish for the day? And while there are a lot of things that I need to accomplish, like today I needed to accomplish getting the review up for tomorrow. That's done. But what's the important thing I need to do today? And I think the important thing is that I need to retreat into the book. I think I need to shut out the noise. Get away from the silliness. Get away from game playing. Of course, I haven't played a lot of games the last couple of days. I do have a tracker, and it's one of the things that I have not been doing the last couple of days. So at any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.